This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Puerto Rico, I think you can fairly say, is an economy that's almost constantly recovering, especially in the last couple of years. Hurricane Maria hit in 2017. It flattened neighborhoods. It crippled the power grid, wound up being one of the most expensive natural disasters ever. And since then, Puerto Ricans have lived through political turmoil, a whole series of damaging earthquakes, and now, of course, the pandemic. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab spent some time on the island's west coast to see what it means to try to do business in an economy that can change like the weather.
It's winter in Puerto Rico, 80 degrees and sunny. And here in Isabela, winter is prime surfing season. Joel Torres is going over the basics with three beginner surfers on Hobos Beach.
Paddle, paddle, paddle. Con ánimo, hard, hard, hard. Gotta paddle hard. All right, chicken wing, arch, up.
Everyone pops up to their feet, a little wobbly on the first try. They practice that move over and over until the only thing left to do is to do it for real. So they wax their boards, put on their leg straps, and head across the sand into the crystal blue waves. Juan Ashton owns the surf school with his wife. He's a former pro surfer and Volcom rep. He convinced the brand to let him use its name for the business, called Volcom Presents Tropical Premium Surf School. It opened in August 2017. Right in time for Hurricane Maria to rip Hobos Beach apart.
Oh my God, it was totally torn up. There was hardly any sand. It was like really rocky.
Puerto Rico was decimated. The storm cost billions in property damage. But the surf school's only infrastructure was a tent. Ashton got a late start building his business, and he knows it could have been a lot worse. The same is true with COVID. Business is actually booming.
Parents were like going crazy because they're like, Juan and Hannah, I got this kid 7 days a week in the house. Help me.
Ashton's biggest headache now is getting his surfing instructors to pick up extra hours because they like to surf too.
And all of a sudden, when the waves are good, I sprain my ankle. I don't feel good. Just all kinds of things.
Tourism makes up about 10% of Puerto Rico's GDP, but it's one of Isabela's main industries, and not just because of its beaches. There are mountains, caves, and forests. Craig Barker has been taking horseback riders through that terrain for 26 years. As business owners, he and his wife have been through a lot.
So much, politically, economically. Obviously, Maria was the most impactful thing of my life ever. That was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
Everyone here has a Maria story. Barker's includes 50 horses, no water for 2 months, and no electricity for 6. He says hurricanes, earthquakes, failing infrastructure, and now COVID.
All of this stuff has been tough. It'll tear you apart if you don't know, if you can't endure it. You have to be super, super tough.
Barker got a small PPP loan, and bookings at Tropical Trail Rides are only down a little because the business is outdoors. Actually, almost everything happens outdoors in Puerto Rico, but that's not enough to save every business. Javier Rodriguez Malpica owns a bar called Two Mojito. His specialty, of course, is mojitos in every flavor. Passion fruit, dragonberry, sesame. And they're 32 ounces, as big as a big gulp, for $8.
I'm a bartender that asks everybody, taste it, pruébalo. Check it out if you want more alcohol on it. You get drunk, I'm happy.
He's wearing a pretty thick mask, so if you couldn't make that out, he's saying he's happy to put more alcohol into your giant mojito. That's Bacardi, which is distilled in Puerto Rico. Rodriguez Malpica proudly tells me he's the 16th biggest buyer on the island, including hotels and Costco. When he lost power during Hurricane Maria, Bacardi sent him a generator so he could make ice. People from across the island came to his bar for a break from their troubles.
I think that was the boom of Mojito.
Now, Two Mojito has 20,000 followers on Facebook. The population of Isabela is just about 40,000. But popularity can't help him this time. The government has shut down bars during the pandemic. He's still running a small restaurant because they can stay open. And he drained his savings to convert Two Mojito into a second one. But he's been waiting months for the inspection.
The money I make today, I pay something. But no in the bank, no money. It's gone. And that's something that's scary right now. Lost everything.
He says if his bars can't open, he won't make it past summer.
Damn, Colby. I told my wife, this is my all in. This is my last chance. My all in. I put everything.
As I get up to leave, he asks me if other business owners nearly cry when I interview them. I don't have the heart to tell him how uneven the impact of this pandemic is, even in a place that looks like paradise. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.